Praise the Lord. Message number 72. The title of the message, The Parable of the Net. Let's open our Bible to Matthew chapter 13. And let us read verse 47 to verse 50. Once again, the kingdom of heaven is like a net that was let down into the lake and caught all kinds of fish. When it was full, the fishermen put it up on the shore. Then they sat down and collected the good fish in baskets, but to throw the bad away. This is how it will be at the end of the age. The angels will come and separate the wicked from the righteous and throw them into the fiery furnace, where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Lord, we thank you for this day. We thank you for your word to us. Lord, anoint my lips and said your word, and direct me, Lord, to speak your goodness to your people. Put verses and a statement, and let be, Lord, this message bring salvation and deliverance and help and understanding and hope for your people who are waiting to hear your word. I pray for people to fully commit their life unto you, Lord. They will be not only a hearer, but a doer of what they hear, O God. Lord, I pray that this message will bring you glory and honor and the harvest that you desire to see in the life of your church and in the life of your people. We thank you and we praise you. This all we ask and pray in Jesus' name. Amen. The Lord is speaking here again in parable about the kingdom of heaven. He speaks about it in the way that it's like a net that was let down into the lake and caught all kind of fish, big and small, bad or good. When it is full, the fishermen will put it up and they will check what had been caught. They will sit down, the fishermen, and they open the net and they will collect the good fish with the good quality, and it has its price. They'll put it away in a basket, but the bad one that have no value, they will throw it away. Those who work in a sea and they fish and they use the net to caught fish, they will understand that not all what they caught is of good quality, and not all that what they caught is of big size, but they are small size, they are bad quality, they are fish that is need to be thrown away, can't be eaten. So that the same here, the kingdom of heaven. Now, people who are in the context of the church, physically they are inside the net, they are inside the church building, or they are inside the membership of the church. But here, that is not enough. There are good fish in the net, and they were also bad quality. One. So, in the same way, Jesus say that there will be a people who are good, and there are people who are bad. There are people who are fit, and they are in obedience to God's will and commands and laws, And there are people also who are bad quality. So here the parable of the Lord, it bring a warning to his disciple, a warning to the church, a warning to you who hear, a warning to us as a church, that the Lord is looking for a quality to be inside the net, to be part of the church. That does not mean that you had passed the criteria or you are approved by the Lord. There are things the Word of God say and dictates we need to follow. As in the parable of the weed, the weed, they got space and they got water and resources and impress on the weed, but finally they will be weed out at the time of the harvest. Also in the parable of the goat and sheep in Matthew 25, there's a time that the Lord will separate the goat from the sheep. In Matthew 25, we will read part of this parable. I will read it from verse 32 onward. All the nation will be gathered before him, and he will separate the people one from another, as a shepherd separated the sheep from the goats. He will put the sheep on his right and the goats on his left. Then the king will say to those on his right, "Come, you who are blessed by my Father, take your inheritance, the kingdom prepared for you since the creation of the world. For I was hungry and you gave me something to eat. I was thirsty and you gave me something to drink. I was a stranger and you invited me in. I needed clothes and you clothed me. I was sick and you looked after me. I was in a prison and you came to visit me." Then the righteous will answer him, "Lord, when did we see you hungry and feed you, or thirsty and give you something to drink? When did we see you a stranger and invite you, or needing clothes and clothe you? When did we see you sick or in a prison and go to visit you?" The king will reply, "I tell you the truth, whatever you did for one of the least of these brothers of mine, you did for me." The Lord showed them the good quality of their life. Those people, those sheep, who had dedicated themselves to help others, they have do it out of their concern to do God's will in their life. They were not selfish. They were willing to put out their hands, their effort, their time, their money, and their resources into the kingdom of heaven. These are the good quality. They were separated at the end. The same in the parable of the net. The good fish will be separated at the end. Now is the time for you to think about all these things. If you are living in a bad quality life in front of God, you are not doing God's will, you are living in sin, you are living in disobedience, you are selfish, you have no concern to do your part, then the message is for you. You need to repent and come back to the Lord. I will continue reading Matthew 25. And let's read now verse 41 about the goat. Then he will say to those on his left, "Depart from me, you who are cursed, into the eternal fire prepared for devil and his angel. For I was hungry and you gave me nothing to eat. I was thirsty and you gave me nothing to drink. I was a stranger and you did not invite me in. I needed clothes and you did not clothe me. I was sick and in prison and you did not look after me. They also will answer, Lord, when did we see you hungry or thirsty or a stranger or needing clothing or sick or in a prison and did not help you? He will reply, I tell you the truth, whatever you did not do for one of the least of these, you did not do for me. Now hear what he told them, the Lord. He told them, you did not do your part as you are living in life, and I had blessed you, but you have no concern for the people around you. You have no concern for the work of God. You have no concern for the kingdom of God. You are not using your resources to evangelize, to live as a good example, to let others see your life and praise your Father who is in heaven. You were concerned only about yourself. Now here is in that parable of the goat and sheep, or sheep and goat, there is also an example of separation at the end of the age. When the time will come, when the Lord will come, he will separate. So we have the parable of the wheat and weeds. The weeds will be separated at the end of the age. Also, in the parable of the net, the righteous will be separated from the wicked. The angel will come and separate the wicked from the righteous. And also the sheep and the goat, the angel also will separate the sheep from the goat. Now here, with these three parables, we must understand that God is patient, as we had said, and he wants from us to change our ways and to change our mind. Who can make us good? The Lord himself. What I want to emphasize here from Matthew 13 and verse 48, when it was full, the fishermen pulled it up on the shore. Then they sat down and collected the good fish in basket, but throw the bad away. I'm emphasizing here about the word good. You need to be good. Who can make you good? Only the Lord Jesus Christ. Christ only can make us good. There is no good but God. But when we come to Christ and commit our life and ways unto him and surrender our life fully unto him, then he can make us good people. In book of Ephesians chapter 2 and verse 8, for it is by grace you have been saved through faith, and this is not from yourself, it is the gift of God. Salvation is by grace through faith. This is the gift of God, not by works, so that no one can boast. It is not by our work, is it? We are not saying you have to do good work and good things so that you will be saved. But we are saying that you are saved by grace. But after you are saved, you are called to do the good work that God had prepared in advance for you to do. Ephesians chapter 2 verse 10, for we are God's workmanship, created in Christ Jesus to do good works, which God prepared in advance for us to do. After we come to know God, we come through Jesus Christ our Lord, we are called to do the good work. Now what that mean? And that what that demand? That demand full commitment to God. Why some people, and maybe one of you, you is one of them, they are not doing good things. They are not doing well for the Lord. Because possibly they are still sin. They have not yet repented. They have not yet fully surrendered their wills and lives unto God. They are still maybe engaged in the worldly things. Still they are committed to traditionals, harmful things, useless things, ritual things, cultural things, but not yet to the word of God and to the work of God. Now, you must know very well, once you are saved, there's a good plan for God to you. There's a good work that God had already prepared for you to do. There are things you need to do for God. You cannot insist on your own will. You cannot live without commitment. There's a commitment toward God, commitment toward the church, commitment toward the family, commitment to your work, and commitment to the place and society that you are living, to pray and to evangelize and to bring lost soul for God to be added in his kingdom. Now, the word good, God call us today to be of a good quality, to be of fine quality, to be of certain quality. You know, the bad fish that the fishermen, and these are the angels who separate the good from evil, these bad fish, it have a meat, it have bone, still can be thrown to animal, it still can be used, but they are bad. They are not yet fit to the quality or the standard that God want them to be. You know, sometimes you are doing good things, but you are not yet reaching the standard, because still there are things wrong in your life, you are not repenting, and still there are good things you know you need to do, but you are not doing. God is about looking for good things, good quality, refined quality, certain quality in our life. When He chose us, He is not choosing us for good things in us, but because He is good. But after He chose us, He called us to be good. He gave us the ability, He gave us the grace, and He gave us all the resources around you. These resources, from money, time, people, effort, material things, all these resources, God allow it to be around you so that you can be doing good for Him. You know, very beautiful things, you know, in the book of Genesis, whenever God is making something, He finished making something, God saw that the light was good, and He separated the light from the darkness. You know, the word here, God saw that the light was good. Whatever the Lord was doing, the Bible say here, the word of God say, and God saw that it was good. So He is looking for a quality. He is not looking for a fish. He is looking for a good fish. He is not looking only to people who attend church, but a true believer, a Christian, a disciple who have a real commitment unto the Lord. People who are doing their best, for we are God's workmanship, created in Christ Jesus to do good works, which God prepare in advance for us to do. Titus chapter 3, we will find some more scriptures that speak about the word good, to do what is good. Titus chapter 3 verse 1, remind the people, and this message is a reminder to you, to be subject to rulers and authorities, to be obedient, to be ready to do whatever is good. So here a reminder to be submissive to the authorities. Government authorities and church authorities according to God's word and will. To live in obedience and then to be ready to do whatever is good. Are you ready to do whatever is good, or you are ready to do something that you like and you love but it is not good? Are you ready for the Lord? Are you available for Him? Is your heart given to God? Your hands, your feet, your eyes, your nose, your ears, the whole part of your body has been given to God or not yet? If not yet, it means that you are not ready to do what is good, or you are ready but not fully ready. When areas in your life not yet surrender, you will find it so difficult to be fit in the place that God had called you to serve Him and live for Him. In the book of Timothy, 1 Timothy chapter 6 and verse 17 to verse 19, Paul said to Timothy, command those who are rich in this present world not to be arrogant, nor to put their hope in wealth, which is so uncertain, but to put their hope in God, who richly provides us with everything for our enjoyment. He's telling him, remind those who are rich not to be arrogant. Not that you have some money, it means that you get God approval. No, that is not correct. Or that you will boast, or you think yourself better than other or higher than other. No. All what you have is from the Lord, not because you are good, but because He is good. He gives this to you for your enjoyment, to live a good, quality life. In verse 18, command them to do good, to be rich in good deeds, and to be generous and willing to share. Now here, the word of God commanded you to do good, to be rich in good deeds. Check your life. Are you doing things that God desires, or you are doing your own plan and will and ambition? Are you in the right way? Are you in the plan of God, or you are pursuing your own plan? God call us not to do good only, but to be rich in good deeds, and to be generous and willing to share. What God give us from life, time, effort, strength, health, money, resources, we need to share it with others in order to bring the gospel to them. And that's what God wants us to do. Once you give your life to Jesus, you have no right for your life. Your life is belong to the Master, and you ought to do what the Master wants you to do. In this way, what is the value of this? If we do that, in verse 19, in this way, they will lay up a treasure for themselves as a firm foundation for the coming age. He's speaking about the kingdom of God, so that they may take hold of the life that is truly life. To live here according to God's will on earth, to do good and to be rich in good deeds, you are laying down treasure for a firm foundation for the coming age, the kingdom of heaven. 1 Timothy chapter 1 and verse 18. Timothy, my son, I give you this instruction in keeping with the prophecies once made about you, so that by following them you may fight the good fight. Now the point here, Paul is speaking to Timothy. He told him, I'm giving you this instruction. I'm giving you a certain instruction, this teaching, these commands, these laws of God, in keeping with the prophecies once made about you. This is in keeping with the word of God. All the teaching that you receive from us, this is a prophetic message from the word of God, dictates on you what God wants you to do and what God wants you to be and what God wants you to know, so that you will perform it and do it for Him. These messages that you are receiving are declaring to you God's will in your life. You are called to be a good servant of the Lord, to be rich in good deed. This instruction, by following them, you might fight the good fight. Now, when God calls us to do certain things, the devil will oppose, circumstances will oppose. Everything may work against us, but this instruction that we receive from the Lord, it helps us to fight the good fight. The word here, good, again repeated, to fight the good fight. When the men who carried the paralytic man to bring him to the Lord, when the Lord was in the house, when they came and they were not able to enter because the crowd was so much, what they did, they did not bring him home, back. They insist to bring him to the Lord. So they were creative. They carry him to the roof. They break the roof. Then they lower him through the tiles right in the front of Jesus. They did not say, oh, sorry, we could not bring him in because was crowded and you could not enter. That's true. It was crowded. But they know they are called to bring this man to the Lord. They did their best. They did the good work that God had prepared in advance for them to do. Why people now, very small obstacles, they will stop and they will say, oh, we could not because of that, of this. They are not willing to fight the good fight. Why they are not willing to fight the good fight? They are not keeping the word of God and the instruction that they have received from the word and apply it in their life. When it coming to obstacle, it coming to hindrances in doing God's service, they stop. But same people, when it coming to their personal interests and benefits, you will find them, they will fight a very good fight for the material things, for worldly things, for the traditional things. They are willing, but for the Lord, they are not willing. These are the bad fish that the Lord will separate at the end. God's message today is directed toward the evil things that is still part of your life. God wants you to be a good, to be fully transformed. Not that you live your own life, but you live according to His will in your life. Many things you know, but you are not doing. James chapter 4 and verse 17. Anyone then who knows the good he ought to do and does not do it sins. There are things you need to do. You have a commitment toward God in a prayer, reading the Bible daily, studying His word, praising Him and worshiping Him, living as a good example, repenting of your sin. You have commitment to your family to work and provide for them. Husband, love your wife. Wife, love your wife, submit to your husband. parents to nurture the children and raise them in the fear of the Lord. Children, obey your parents. This is a commitment toward the family, commitment toward the church, to attend regularly the church, to bring your tithes and offering, to follow the teaching and living as a good example, to go in agreement with the church and the pastor of the church and with us, so that our work will not be a burden. Commitment to your work, be faithful, to go on time, be faithful to the place that you are working. Be honest, work wholeheartedly, pray for the people. We have commitment toward the society. We pray for the people around us. We evangelize. We pray for the leaders. We try to bring the good news for all the people around us. These are the some of the good things that the Word of God tells us. In addition, the Lord will direct each and every one of us with a certain vision and inspire us to do certain things for Him. Are we doing that? If we know it and we don't do it, if you know it and you don't do it, that is sin. And the Lord today wants to cleanse His church. He is reminding us the kingdom of heaven is like an it. And we can say, when people are in the church meeting, the church building is like the net, people coming in, their names are part of church member, but the question here the Lord is putting forward to us, are you a good fish or you are a bad fish? That is here the question. The time will come that there will be a separation. The angel will come and separate the wicked from the righteous. Matthew chapter 13 verse 51. Have you understood all these things? Jesus asked. Yes, they replied. The message the Lord made was for His disciple, and we are His disciple, you are His disciples. Even if you hear the first time this message about Christ, God called you to be His disciple and to do good. Let's pray. Let's commit our lives and ways unto Him. Lord, thank you for your word that makes things clear to us. Lord, we commit to you, everyone, Lord, who hear the message, to be changed, to repent, to be transformed, to surrender his life and will, her life and will, unto you, Lord. Kneel down at his feet and give your life fully unto him. Repent of these sins, evil that you are doing, the wickedness that you are doing. Also repent from laziness, unconcern for God and His work, and unconcern for the church, unconcern to help others according to God's will and the means that the Lord had placed in your hand, unconcern for the good work that the Lord had asked you to do and you are not doing. This all are our sin. Repent, tell him, Lord, I repent today. I'm coming back fully to you. I get revived, Lord. Take me and use me, Lord, mightily. I pray for, Lord, for those who repent. You take full control and hold of their life and use them, Lord, mightily with your glory. I pray, O God, that you raise up true servants of yours, a people like David, after God's own heart. People who are persevering, who are steadfast, standing firm to serve you. We thank you, Lord, we praise you. Lord, bless us. Enlarge our territory. Let your hands be with us. And keep us, Lord, from harm. so that we will not feel pain. May the grace of the Lord Jesus and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all in Christ's name. Amen and amen.